Thank you very much, Ms. Kapinga Ntumba, for your statement. Now I would like to outline how we will proceed for this exceptional dialogue. And as you know, when there are exceptional reports, the committee wants several experts to ask questions. After the questions are asked, the committee will give you an opportunity to address these questions. Given that this exceptional report under Article 18.1b of the Convention, the committee will ask questions in relation to three thematic clusters on the list of issues. And after the questions have been made for each thematic cluster, the delegation will be invited to respond. Members will have an opportunity to ask follow-up questions after the delegation has provided its responses. This is the process that we will follow throughout the two meetings today, morning and afternoon. And I would like to remind the delegation that the committee will aim to complete the consideration of the accession report of the DRC by 5 p.m., 1700 hours this afternoon. The dialogue will be webcast live on the UN Web TV. And I wish to draw the attention of the delegation to careful time management. And I would like to encourage the delegation to provide precise, short, direct responses to the experts' questions, as well as to indicate in your response when you can't provide one. In that case, the delegation should take note of the questions that cannot be answered immediately, and you may request to submit the pending information in writing within 24 hours. So that's one working day from the end of the constructive dialogue. So that would be by Wednesday, February 5th, 5 p.m. Geneva time. So as to allow for the dialogue to be interactive, the submission of additional information in writing should be the exception rather than the rule. And if the delegation submits additional information in writing within 24 hours, such information should not exceed 1,500 words and should be timely, concise, and answer the specific questions raised by the experts. Now, do please note that such information will be published on the CEDAW website for the 19th session, as it forms part of the public dialogue. Lack of or inadequate replies to questions raised by the committee may result in follow-up questions and eventually may be reflected on the concluding observations of the committee. I should also indicate that if necessary, the delegation may be asked to limit its responses should that become necessary for time considerations.
Demande aux experts.
I would also ask my colleagues in the committee to respect the time limits allocated. And with that point in mind, I will now call upon those experts who wish to pose questions under the various issues arising in relation to this exceptional report. And I once again make the point that experts must also respect the time limits for questions. Where questions are not sufficiently answered, experts will be given an opportunity to ask follow-up questions for a maximum of 2 minutes. We will start with questions relating to Cluster 1 on the political response of the State Party to conflict-related sexual violence against women and girls. And under that heading, I would like to begin by giving the floor to Ms. Brenda Akia, who is also the country rapporteur. You have 6 minutes, Ms. Akia, and you have the floor.